Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive towards first. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Simmons moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Redfern moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields the ball and throws to Earnshaw covering. Safe. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to third. McCurdy moves to second. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-0 in the game. Kom takes first base on ball 4. Metzler scores. McCurdy moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCurdy scores. Falk scores. Kom moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran bunts towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 0 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCurdy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaum bunts towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Redfern hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy juggles the ball. That's an error on Clancy. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Speaker goes all the way around to score. Cochran moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Jimmy Dykes. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Bing Miller pinch hits for Joe Boley. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox now playing third base. Joe Hosler now playing shortstop. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler misplays the ball. That's an error on Hosler. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. McCurdy moves to second. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Redfern hits a line drive towards third. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Cochran and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to third for the out. Metzler moves to second. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Clancy moves to second. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 4 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Hosler. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons now pitching. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.